Welcome to today's encouragement from our daily bread. I'm Wynn Collier, and I wrote today's piece titled, Using What God Provides. The Brisbane City Hall in Australia was a dazzling 1920s project. White stairs boasted marble from the same quarry Michelangelo used for his David sculpture. The tower reflected Venice's St. Mark's Basilica, and the copper dome was the largest in the Southern Hemisphere. The builders intended for a massive angel of peace to adorn the pinnacle, but there was a problem. No money left. Plumber Fred Johnson came to the rescue. He used a toilet cistern, an old lamppost, and bits of scrap metal to craft the iconic orb that's crowned the tower for nearly 100 years. Much like Fred Johnson and his use of what he had, we can join God's work with whatever we have, large or small. When God asked Moses to lead Israel out of Egypt, Moses balked. What if they do not listen to me? God answered with a simple question. What is that in your hand? Moses held a staff, a simple stick. God told him to throw the staff on the ground, and it became a snake. Then he instructed Moses to pick up the snake, and it turned back into a staff. All Moses needed to do, God explained, was carry the staff and trust him to do the rest. Remarkably, he would use that stick in Moses' hand to rescue Israel from the Egyptians. What we have might not seem like much to us, but with God, whatever we have will be enough. He takes our ordinary resources and uses them for his work. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Exodus chapter 4, verses 1 to 5. Moses answered, What if they do not believe me or listen to me and say, The Lord did not appear to you? Then the Lord said to him, What is that in your hand? A staff, he replied. The Lord said, Throw it to the ground. Moses threw it on the ground and it became a snake, and he ran from it. Then the Lord said to him, Reach out your hand and take it by the tail. So Moses reached out and took hold of the snake, and it turned back into a staff in his hand. This, said the Lord, is so that they may believe that the Lord, the God of their fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, has appeared to you. Let's pray. Dear God, so often it seems that what we have is very little. Help us to surrender what we do have to you, trusting that you'll use it for your good work. In Jesus' name, amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.